All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on this first day of December 2020. Before I talk more about today's show, I do like to remind you I am the editor of Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks, a newsletter that's published weekly and monthly, and its focus is primarily on the junior mining sector, not exclusively, but largely so. And it is a very exciting time, especially on a day like today when gold is up around $38 an ounce. The junior shares are having a very nice day. Also like to encourage you to consider signing up for Chen Lin's letter, What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling? ChenPicks.com. ChenPicks.com is a place to go for that. And Michael Oliver as well. He's not with us today, but he's here every other week, OliverMSA.com. And I want to thank all of you for listening, making this show one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel. Also, encourage you to continue sending along any comments you have about this show to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questions4taylor@gmail.com. And we do want to thank our sponsors, because without them, there would be no show. Benchmark Metals, NV Gold, Cassiar Gold Corp, Hannon Metals, Irving Resources, Novo Resources, Sitka Gold Corp, Lion One Metals, and SK Mining Corp are the sponsors for this week's show. Before I talk about today's show, I want to pass along some very good news for Hannon Metals, one of our sponsors. The company announced on Monday, yesterday, November 30th, that it has signed a binding letter of agreement for a significant option and joint venture agreement with Japan Oil, Gas, and Metals National Corporation, or JOGMEC for short. That's on Hannon's massive San Martin copper and silver project that has world-class grade and scale written all over it. JOGMEC is a Japanese government independent administrative agency which, among other things, seeks to secure stable resource supplies for Japanese companies. JOGMEC has a strong reputation as a long-term strategic partner in mineral projects globally, and the mandated areas of responsibility for JOGMEC relate to oil, natural gas, metals, coal, and geothermal energy. JOGMEC facilitates opportunities with Japanese private companies to secure supply of natural resources for the benefit of the country's economic development. And under the agreement, JOGMEC has the option to earn upwards to 75% interest in the San Martin project by spending $35 million to deliver a joint venture, a feasibility study. San Martin project covers 656 square kilometers of Hannon's 940 square kilometer Peruvian holdings, and Hannon will continue to progress exploration on its remaining Peruvian projects. So this is, I think, a very, very good move for Hannon. It's a massive project. Obviously, it would require a major mining company with major resources to come in there and explore and develop this, and then no doubt other Japanese mining companies will take an interest in later on as the project develops, assuming it does. It is a very high-grade, very, very large-scale project, and we've talked about it. We will be talking to Hannon again on this show sometime in the near future. Hannon's shares are up some 27% over the last couple of days as a result of this. But even though it's up a lot, its market cap remains very low. It's still only a $32 million market cap. So this certainly remains one of my favorites, personal favorites. It's in my newsletter, of course, and as is Lion One Metals, which I will be talking to Quentin Henning about. in just a few minutes after our first commercial break. I've titled today's show, Reducing Investment Risk Amidst Increasing Chaos. David McElveny will be joining me during the second half of today's show, and as I just mentioned, Dr. Quentin Henning will be with me right after the first commercial break. As we end 2020, a year characterized by growing government tyranny in Western world, in most Western countries anyway, and as the West's financial system spins closer and closer to the abyss, the big question for investors who are aware of the imminent financial danger that we face is what is going to happen in 2021? A growing number of proponents of modern monetary theory, or MMT for short, suggests that all our problems can be solved by central banks creating endless amounts of debt-based money and pumping that credit into the economy. Currently, former Fed chairperson Janet Yellen, who is slated to become a Secretary of the Treasury, is certainly of that mind. But MMT is not modern at all. Essentially, what the geniuses that come out of Harvard, Princeton, and Yale propose now is just a higher-tech version of the disastrous Mississippi Company, and there is no reason to think the current policies of trying to create money out of thin air will end in any better form than did the Mississippi bubble of the early 1700s. That event forced John Law into poverty and a need to flee France for fear of his life after the bubble popped. Like the United States now, the wars waged by Louis XIV left France in a very bad economic and financial shape. France became essentially bankrupt because it didn't have enough gold to back the mountains of paper, money that was created to pay for France's foreign wars. So the death of Louis XIV in 1715 left France's state finances, which were the royal finances, in a state of bankruptcy. The royal debts were 3 billion livres, annual income 145 million, and expenditures 142 million. That meant only 3 million livres were available to pay 220 million livres of interest on the debt. And consequently, the debt, which was equivalent of modern treasury bills, traded at an 80% discount to its face value. But along came John Law, the savior, or so they thought and hoped at that time, who, very much like John Maynard Keynes of the 1930s, suggested that there was no need to restrict the money supply by insisting that it be backed by gold. Like Keynes, who was first a mathematician and secondarily an economist, Law was a successful gambler because he had a mathematical mind that could quickly figure odds. Both men tried to solve a problem rather than understand why it existed in the first place, and so the solution in both Law's mind and in Keynes' mind was to get rid of gold and print as much money as possible and as required to service the debt. Given the dire straits of the French economy was in, when Louis XIV died, John Law weaseled his way into what amounted to be the financial boss of France. Through various means, Law eliminated gold from the French currency. In the near term, the increase in credit-based money that resulted from the detachment of gold seemed to work like a charm, as increased money in circulation resulted in increased trade and apparent prosperity. But that also resulted in a rapid increase in asset prices, which all worked out well, as all Ponzi schemes do, until investors decide to take profits. In the last 3 months of 1720, the French currency lost virtually all its values vis-a-vis the British pound. John Law became a pauper and escaped from France to live in Brussels and then in London, where he died broke. Unfortunately, he took a large number of very innocent people into poverty along as well, as the U.S. Federal Reserve is, in fact, and has been doing for some time to many of millions of Americans that have been called deplorables. Fortunately, for those of you who listen to this show and other shows like this and read articles on the Mises website and other places, perhaps you follow gurus like Ray Dalio, you're aware that there is a need to take your savings out of dollars and put them into gold or silver or some tangible assets that will retain value. And today, with gold up more than $38, it seems that that is starting to happen again in our markets here. And by the way, I should mention that Michael Oliver noted in his weekend missive that any rally now over the three-day average zero line in his work would suggest that the next breakout for gold is underway. Well, wouldn't you know it, today the number was 1795. That was the number we needed to see. And with gold exploding by more than $38 to $1,815 just prior to today's show, that suggests the next major move higher in the yellow metal is in fact underway. Unfortunately, a very large number of Americans don't have enough money to buy assets that can retain their value because Americans, like the French folks who lived during the 1700s, were taught that they could become really wealthy by taking on debt and buying paper assets that have no value underneath them. And I leave with you a question, just a thought, and you could send your response to me if you like. Could Bitcoin be on such a current asset trap, or shares of stocks that are selling at 100 times earnings or more? Well, I would suggest that for a detailed account of the story of John Law and to see how it relates to what is actually taking place now, I would suggest that you Google Alistair MacLeod on John Law to read his article that is posted at the Mises.org website. There is also a couple of videos that I just saw in which Alistair explains the Mississippi bubble and how our current situation is very, very similar to what took place back then. We need to do what we can to learn from history so that we're not doomed to repeat it. Well, we do have to go to commercial break now, but don't go away because Dr. Quentin Henning will be with me right after that to give us an update on Lion One Mines, which is really developing a very exciting project, high-grade gold, very large-scale gold project, we believe, in Fiji. So don't go away. I'll be right back with Dr. Quentin Henning.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Benchmark Metals is an advanced gold-silver exploration company that is rapidly advancing its Canadian gold-silver project to a production decision. Benchmark is nearing completion of its largest program to date, with up to 100,000 meters of resource expansion and definition drilling in 2020. The multi-million ounce potential project is expected to have a new mineral resource estimate and PEA study completed in 2021. The company is backed by the Metals Group management team and believes this aggressive program will be complemented by one of the strongest commodity bull markets in decades. Visit benchmarkmetals.com and subscribe to follow their success.
Cassiar Gold Corp. trades on the OTCQB under the symbol CGLCF and on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GLDC. Its flagship asset, the Cassiar Gold Project, is a large advanced stage road-accessible gold property with an NI 43-101 compliant resource estimate of 1 million ounces at 1.43 grams per ton gold at the Taurus near-surface bulk tonnage gold deposit, and 15 kilometers of high-grade gold prospects. The property hosts several past-producing high-grade gold mines and is in search for the next multi-million-ounce gold camp in British Columbia.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.